Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Fortune Feimster is with us here. She's got her second hour-long Netflix comedy special, Good Fortune, which is hysterical, and she's on tour right now, the Live, Laugh, Love comedy tour. Fortune, how are you?
Oh, I'm so good, Randy. It's nice to talk with you.
Nice to talk to you. We've got so much to talk about here because you are involved in so many things right now. I just listened to a little bit of your podcast that you have, which is fantastic, and your special. Oh my gosh, I watched this last night, and you know, you're just like I had no idea you worked at Home Depot.
You know, I just have that look. I have that look about me. When I go in there, they really think that I'm going to know where the nails are. Useless.
Well, you know, and you're such a great storyteller. You're just such a good storyteller. Is that kind of the method that you like to use in your comedy and your stand-up?
Yeah, I think I really leaned into it more in this last special. I started it with my first special, Sweet and Salty, where I was dabbling more with stories. And then once that special came out, I started doing theaters. And the theaters just really allowed me to take my time and to let a story breathe. And also, I'm Southern. I'm from North Carolina. So storytelling is a big part of, you know, when I was growing up, it was such a big part of social activities, listening to people around you tell stories. Everyone was very animated, and it just was such a part of our life that I think it just kind of, once I realized that's what I was doing, I was like, oh, that makes sense. It's something I grew up seeing.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking to Fortune Feimster here on the National Defense, and this Live, Laugh, Love comedy tour, you're getting ready to go to my hometown of Knoxville, Tennessee. And, you know, since is Knoxville a good, I haven't lived there for a while. Is Knoxville a good comedy town?
You know, honestly, I have never been to Knoxville. This is my first time there. I have been trying to get there for years. It has sold great. So I think that means, yeah, it must be a good comedy town because it's a big venue and a lot of people are coming out. So I'm excited. I've been to Nashville a lot. But this is the first time in Knoxville.
Yeah, you'll love Knoxville. And since you grew up in the South, you're right about storytelling. I mean, I can remember growing up in Knoxville. And if you run into anybody that you know or you don't know, just be prepared for an hour. Right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, every time I go home, my mom and her friends are, I'll go eat lunch with them, and it's a whirlwind. Everybody's got something to say. It's so, so funny. And even strangers on the street, they'll stop you and start talking to you, which was really jarring when I moved to L.A. because no one here wants to talk to anybody. Right. So it's definitely right. Different.
Well, you know, you talk about the name for the Live, Laugh, Love comedy tour, and I heard you on your podcast talking about those are signs. You know, you have those signs that are hanging in your house, and I after I heard that, I kind of looked around my house, and I've got those same kind of signs. I used to make fun of my mom for doing that. You know, we got a sign that says, we don't have it all together, but together we have it all. Right?
Yeah. Listen, I like a good sign decoration. I who doesn't want to live, and who doesn't want to laugh, and who doesn't want to love? I mean, they're saying all the things you want to do, and somehow people start making fun of them because a lot of our, you know, parents had them. And then once I realized, oh, I also have these signs. You know, I can't make fun of that anymore because I aspire to that same aesthetic.
Right.
So kind of embracing that. Trying to make it cool again. I think we're all going to want to have a Live, Laugh, Love sign in our house after this.
Yeah, I think you're right. We're talking to Fortune Feimster here at National Defense. And was your mom ever into home interior? Like, you know, the fake candles and the things that you hang on the wall. I can remember when I first got married, my mom sent me a ton of that stuff. And I'm thinking, what do I do with this?
I know. My mom loves knickknacks. She just loves, like, things. Her house is full of, like, you know, little, I don't even know what you call them, trinkets everywhere. I'm always like, you need this? It's, like, so full of these different things. But she's a character. She's such a treat. She, like you said, listen to my podcast. She's on there a lot. She actually volunteered at the USO for about 10 years.
Really?
Because my brother's in it. My brother's in the Coast Guard. And she started, like, she's been so supportive of me and my career and coming out and all that stuff. For my brother, she was like, I want to support him. And so at the Charlotte Airport, she worked for 10 years and was one of the most fun things she's ever done. She loved it.
That is so cool. That is very cool. And, you know, we always talk about people always ask us, what can we do to support the troops? That kind of stuff. I mean, that's what you do. You get out there and you do it. And you, I mean, even just, you know, thanking them for the service and doing that kind of thing. But, yeah, that's fantastic. And your brother is in Coast Guard?
Yep, he's in the Coast Guard over 20 years. My dad was in the Navy. Uncles were in the Army, so you know we definitely have a lot of military in our family. So her doing that, you know, was very much in the vein of just wanting to like you said, support people. And she worked giving out food and chat with everybody. And you know, she's so personable that there was she never met a stranger. So these guys coming in and out always had a trip talking to her.
Well, how is the tour going so far, the Live, Laugh, Love comedy tour?
It's great. I started with the club first because, you know, once the special comes out, you got to start a whole new act.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's like, is this the same material? It's all new material, so nothing that you saw from Good Fortune. You have to build from scratch and just start, you know, digging into more stories. And so this last weekend was my first theater weekend, and it went so good. Because, you know, you get nervous. You're like, I hope these jokes land, and I hope it's as good as my last hour material. And I got so many messages from people that had so much fun. So that, you know, it makes you feel good. You feel like you're doing something right.
Absolutely.
And it makes you best of the tour because you know it'll just get stronger.
Yeah, it's got to be fun. We're talking to Fortune Feimster here in the National Defense, and of course you know her also from movies, Office, Christmas Party, and one of the funniest movies, Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar. How was that experience?
It was crazy.
Oh man, what a funny movie! And how was that working with Kristen Wiig?
It was one of the most fun experiences I've had on set ever. I mean, we went out into Albuquerque to film it, and they just treated it like a summer camp. Everyone was laughing all day. We were in these crazy outfits, and they had those, you know, insane accents and wigs.
Right.
And every time they opened their mouth, I started laughing. It was so hard to keep it together. And then we had to shut down at one point for a couple hours for a thunderstorm, and they ordered pizza and got, you know, candy, and we really were just like sitting around in a circle eating and laughing. It did feel like Girl Scouts all over.
and I saw you just wrap filming on a Netflix action series with, of all people, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes. I know. I cannot believe that.
Wow.
I would ever be like firing off weapons right beside Arnold Schwarzenegger, but yeah, I can't wait for people to see it. Out sometime this year, but yeah, he's so cool and so fun to work with. I remember we were like army crawling across the floor. There was explosions going on overhead, and he looked at me and he goes, "Now you know what I've been doing for 40 years."
Oh, that's so cool. Well, Fortune, listen, it's great talking to you. Have a great tour. And when you get to Knoxville, make sure you get a crystal.
Okay, I will, for sure. I love it.
Oh, man, me too. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.